This figure illustrates the siliciclastic transport via river deltas southward down the ramp, filling in the space where deeper water once occupied. This quartz sediment transport probably ended in the late Pliocene or early Pliocene, roughly between 2.6 million and 1 million years ago. Then, perhaps due to the quartz sediment supply becoming exhausted, a change in climate shutting down the migrating river deltas, changes in sea level, water temperature, nutrient load, turbidity, or a combination of all and perhaps other processes, carbonate deposition returned to form a thin cap covering the Everglades. These carbonates formed the keys, their reefs offshore, and the deeper slope fronting the reefs. This was an important moment in the history of South Florida. 1. Deep water became shallow water. 2. The quartz deposition system ceased. And 3. The carbonates returned. The modern keys and their offshore reefs formed the late Pleistocene-Holocene component of this siliciclastic to carbonate changeover.